Welcome to the next recording. So it happens to be Mental Health Awareness Week this week, and also it happens to be that kindness is the main theme, and kindness is imbued throughout practice of mindfulness, as well as training our mind to focus on one aspect at a time and to choose where to pay our attention. There's also an element, very much an element of softening our attitude, being kinder, more compassionate and gentle with ourselves and with people that we live and work with, and also for the wider community. So it's very relevant. And today we're going to do a 15-minute body sweep. It's called a body sweep. So it's similar to a body scan, but there's some small differences. And I'm going to also read out a poem by somebody called Rachel Remmers. And Rachel is is a professor in integrative medicine at the University of California, and responsible for all the medical students in America have to go through her medical program called the Healer's Art before they qualify. And so there's the aspect of being kind to ourselves and also to others. So I'll read this at the beginning and the end, with both of those contexts to it. So Rachel says, listening to others is the oldest and perhaps the most powerful tool of healing. It is often through the quality of our attention, our listening, and not the wisdom of our words that we are able to affect the most profound changes in the people around us. When we listen, we offer with our attention an opportunity for wholeness. Our listening creates a sanctuary for the homeless parts within the other person. That which has been denied, unloved, devalued by themselves and by others, that which is hidden. The most basic and powerful way to connect to another person is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we can ever give each other is our attention. A loving silence often has far more power to heal and connect than the wisest or best intentioned words. So settling into your sitting position, whatever is the most comfortable posture for you, and we'll get into the meditation. So in the next 12 minutes or so, there is nothing to attain, there's nothing to achieve. You've achieved what you're in setting out to achieve by beginning and listening to the guidance and bringing, even just attempting and intending to bring attention to moment experience. There's nothing to be done. Just to be here as completely as you can be, and knowing that your mind will go to other places, it will drift. You'll start to plan, you'll start to remember, you'll get involved with a narrative, a little story about what's happening at the moment in your life or what will be happening later on. And that's really normal. It's really normal, it's going to happen, and we notice it, and in the practice we'll recognise that and we'll remember and we'll welcome our attention back again to wherever we are in the recording, in the guidance. In this tuning of our efforts, it's quite a skill because we often tend to go to one extreme or the other. We either really strive and try the hardest we can to really get some calmness and steadiness and balance. So we over-effort, we over-strive, or our mind completely drifts and we start to just go with the narrative wherever that takes us. And that might be happening already, it might be happening at this very moment, and if it is, that's how what minds do. You recognise it and you come back, and you come back again with kindness and with gentleness, just to be here, enough to be here. So the posture supports us. So the posture of balance and strength in the back. So the back and the spine reasonably straight. And if your spine can be away from the back of the chair or the sofa, great. Just feel the height of the back going upwards in a natural way. While the rest of you has that sensation of the weight going downwards into the cushion or the chair, the sofa. And we can come back to the posture to tune, to retune our efforts, our intentions to be here. Though now come in to bring your awareness to the head, the top of the head. And we observe what we notice here. Maybe we're aware of the scalp and some feeling in the scalp. We might just detect where the back of the skull meets the nape of the neck. And we balance our head, so although we may well have our eyes closed at the moment, it's almost like we're looking forwards in a straight line. And it's a complete choice whether we close our eyes to steady awareness, steady attention, or sometimes have the eyes open. And if we do have the eyes open, maybe settle on one particular spot, one particular place that you can rest your eyes on. Still sitting in awareness, taking in the sight or sights. And listening to the guidance and responding to the guidance as best as you can. So still with the head and drifting the attention down now, the face, the forehead, checking in, really checking in with the forehead. Any tightness above the eyes, creases in the forehead. And around the eyes, is there a feeling of tiredness here? And if you have the eyes closed, you might just notice some colours, some light, blur maybe. And and into the side of the face now. Take the attention here, the cheeks. Go further out to the ears from the cheeks. Really getting a sense of any sensation at all in the ears. Now going down the jawline, right into the mouth and along the jaw, the jawline. How is the jaw? Is it tight? Are the teeth grinding at all? Or just really observe how they are. And just see if by bringing this kind attention and awareness, we can let any tightnesses loosen. And it does help some people to use the image of our awareness being like a warm liquid or a light spreading as we just let it spread gradually down from the top of the head through the face into the mouth and the jaw area. Maybe like melting frost as you go down when you come across any tension or stress in the body. Expanding awareness now to include the neck, the throat, and into the shoulders. Really getting a sense of the left shoulder and the right shoulder. And trailing your attention from both shoulders, down and along each arm, all the way to the wrists and the hands. And when you get to the palms of the hands, the tips of the fingers, really noticing what's here. How does it? The palms of the hands and the tips of the fingers. Is there a lot of sensation here or not? Do you sense temperature, warmth or coolness? And the surface where the hands are resting, is that comfortable? Does that feel like being supportive underneath the hands? Still nothing to be done, nothing to attain. Just being here as completely as you can. And now we'll spread awareness into the torso, the trunk of the body. Going down from the shoulders, so you get the different aspects of the torso. You have the softness of the tummy, the fleshy areas of the tummy, but you also get the harder areas of the ribcage, chest area, the spine. And just checking in for a moment with the spine, just seeing if it's as you'd intended it to be, reasonably straight. Reasonably straight, really reasonably strong and assertive. With strength. So this supports the ability, the possibility of us loosening the rest of the body around that spine. So with the chest area, the tummy, sometimes the tummy, like the neck and the shoulders, can carry stress and tightness. Just seeing if we're letting that loosen right down in the abdomen. Perhaps noticing the expansion and contraction of the tummy on the in-breath and the out-breath, so you have that relative stillness of the body sitting here, but a gentle movement taking place without you having to do anything. Just noticing it. And now taking the awareness further, expanding. Letting the awareness come down the body into the pelvis region and the hips. Sometimes we'll have aches in the hips. That angle, great angle of the body that connects the legs and the lower back and the abdomen. Sit bones, getting a sense of how comfortable they are, grounded on the cushion, the settee, the chair, and along the legs, the weight of the thighs and the knees. Down the legs, the lower part of the legs. Into the ankles. And now into the feet. Right into the soles of the feet. And here also is a part of the body that can have so many sensations, quite a sensitive area, toes, soles of the feet, and also the heels, tops of the feet, and inside the feet as well. So we've swept through the body all the way down from the top of the skull. And we'll just very briefly go down again. And it's really amazing that how quickly our normal habits come back in, our normal tightening of the jawline, for instance, or the back can start to slump. And when we sweep back through, we'll just check and recheck and see how things are without having to do anything, just bringing awareness and allowing the body to settle itself and re-establish this firm but relaxed posture. So coming down the head and the neck and the shoulders, arms into the hands, soft feeling of the palms of the hands. And the chest area, heart tapping away. Softness of the tummy. Strongness, strength of the back. Hinge or angle of the pelvic region. And the angle of the leg sitting all the way again into the feet. Whole as you are and complete as you are. And knowing that if you've felt any relaxation, peace, calmness, balance, purpose, resilience, or even just fleeting glimpses of those, fleeting moments that will come and go, this is within every single one of us. This potential we have to be, just to be, not have to strive and achieve. Allow ourselves some time to regroup, recuperate, and yeah, be kind to ourselves. So listening to the poem once again, but slight change in the words, you'll notice. Listening is the oldest and perhaps the most powerful tool of healing. It is often through the quality of our attention, our listening, and not the wisdom of our words or thoughts, that we are able to effect the most profound changes in ourselves. When we listen, we offer with our attention an opportunity for wholeness. Our listening creates sanctuary for the homeless parts within us. Parts which have been denied, unloved, devalued by ourselves and by others. Parts which sometimes are hidden. The most basic and powerful way to connect to oneself is to listen. Just listen. Perhaps the most important thing we can ever give ourselves is our attention. A loving silence often has far more power to heal and connect than the wisest of words or thoughts. And wishing you well as we come to the end of today's practice.